Good afternoon, everybody. This is Senator John Cornyn talking to you from Hart Office Building on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us for our weekly conference call. Number one on the agenda of most Texans and certainly people all across the country remains high gasoline prices. Today I joined with 42 other senators to support a piece of legislation known as the Gas Price Reduction Act, which is a balanced approach that will allow deep sea exploration for oil resources here in America. It will allow access to shale out in the West and will depend on innovation to help us as we transition our way from an oil-based economy to one that's based on alternative fuels and other scientific innovation. It's important, though, in the interim, we produce more domestic oil and gas because particularly in the transportation arena, whether it's aviation or whether it's cars or trucks, liquid transportation fuels depend heavily on oil, and it's important we reduce our dependency on imported oil and produce more of what we have here in America. This bill, the hope is not to be a partisan vehicle for before the election, but to encourage other senators to join us in this Gas Price Reduction Act. This bill also deals with the speculation issue, which we believe is contributing to higher oil prices, which, of course, 70% of the price of gasoline is the price of oil. And my hope is that through a combined effort to deal with speculation, to deal with supply, and to deal with innovation, that we can bring down the price of gas at the pump as we transition our way into a clean energy future. Also here in Washington, D.C., a lot of hubbub about the D.C. gun ban, which was struck down by the United States Supreme Court. I think it was a great decision, important for protecting the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, recognizing it as a individual right. The court said that people in the District of Columbia could legally possess a firearm, which they could then use, of course, for their defense of their family and their property. And, of course, most Texans, I think, would find that just to be common sense. But here in D.C., common sense seems to be uncommon. We also are working on the floor of the Senate on the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. This is an important piece of legislation that's been delayed too long, which would permit our intelligence community to listen to the telephone calls of foreign terrorists to other foreign terrorists. Of course, the reason for that is to detect and deter and hopefully to defeat future terrorist attacks, whether they might occur here on our own soil or in places where our troops are deployed in Afghanistan or Iraq. It's important we pass this legislation. My expectation is we will pass it perhaps as early as today. We also have seen too much delay and foot dragging when it comes to passing the emergency supplemental appropriation to pay for not only the equipment used by our service members in Iraq and Afghanistan, but also the pay raise, which is important for them, as well as other benefits for military families. This also includes the modernization of the GI Bill of Rights, an important educational benefit, which is being improved and modernized. And very significantly, which will now, under this legislation, be transferable, this benefit, that is, transferable to a spouse or a child, which is something that I can tell you in my meeting with constituents around the state who are military families and military service members is a very significant improvement and one which I fought hard along with others to secure. We're also coming up on a deadline for Medicare reimbursement rates for physicians. Unfortunately, Congress is capable of running its affairs unlike any other business, any other individual in America, and is engaged in a temporary patch, a six-month patch, which will expire July 1st, for reimbursement rates for physicians who handle Medicare patients. This is a real concern, because unless Congress acts, there'll be a 10% cut in those reimbursement rates, which of course is not just limited to the physicians, but which has everything to do with which physicians will agree to actually see Medicare patients. And as you know, because of the low reimbursement rates, many physicians simply refuse to see Medicare patients, thus limiting access to this important benefit for our seniors.